You're listening to
But First,
a Big Brother podcast
hosted by superfans
Nick,
Press,
and Jill.
Welcome back to But First.
Week three, right?
Yeah.
Yep. We're on a streak.
We're on a streak. Praz, your titles have been so good. I just want to give you
one. Aw, thanks.
It took me a while to understand what crazy AIs was.
Really?
Yeah.
It took me about like 20 seconds.
But I think I even read it as crazy owls.
And I know. That was hard. I was like, do I write it? I even Googled, like, and it was like, AI is an acronym and you should always capitalize it. I was like, okay.
Should there be a period?
It didn't say there should, but maybe I should edit it.
I got it.
Like,
okay.
It did take me like a second, but then I got it and I was like cracking up.
Well, maybe we're going strong. Oh, yeah. Sorry, what, Nick?
I was going to say maybe that little Haley Joel Osment movie that's called AI. I wonder if it has a period in it.
Was he in that?
Yes, he's the titular AI.
I thought a robot was the titular AI.
No, he is.
Oh, I didn't know
he
that.
He plays the robot.
Oh, I really had no idea.
Oh, Jill.
It is A.I.
Yeah. Oh, Jill, come on over to my place and we can watch it on the 82-incher. Oh,
speaking of, Nick, this I did not confront you about this yet. You're just going to post that spider web?
I know. That was like, so triggering.
Okay, well, first off, I wasn't celebrating the spider web. I almost walked into it. I had to.
You were celebrating it.
I wasn't celebrating
this woman with the Kate Bush song.
But yeah, because it's funny, like, to, you know, subvert your expectations of what you think a spider might be doing. Sure. But so, yeah, I gave it the Kate Bush Woman's Work song. But I was, you know, I put on my light when I try to get into my house, because it's a walk from the street to my yard. And so I put on my flashlight and that 20-foot spider web was like waiting for me when I got back there. Good for me for seeing it and not walking into it. And then to make matters worse, I had to crawl underneath it to get to my door.
So what does one do to dismantle a spider web?
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy. You could just, like, you know.
I just didn't know.
Oh, well, like,
duster.
Yeah, like, I mean, I could take a stick. I could use a shoe. I could do anything, really. And the spider webs in my yard are not like normal spider webs either. They're like, they stick
like
to you.
Sticky. Yeah, we have those too. Yeah.
And like, you have to tear them.
Yeah. We just finally like hired a gardener after living in our house for almost 4 years. And I'm like, they came, they did a great job, but now I'm like noticing all these other things I want them to do. And I'm just going to be like, can you like just take care of the spider webs, like blow them away or do whatever you can do? Because the spider webs are relentless. Like clean them off and the next day they're back.
It's been like hot spider summer for the past like 3 weeks in my yard. And we do get a lot of spiders, like always have, always will. But that web was Madame Web herself.
Oh my God, it really did connect us all.
And speaking of my yard, if I go, like, if you don't hear from me for 24 hours, it means like the tree in my backyard fell on my house and collapsed because it's this giant, like 300-foot, like, evergreen tree, and like the needles have been like nonstop falling, like completely brown, which is not unusual. But what is unusual is bark is falling too. So I don't
think
she's
a picture for us, please?
Yeah, I will. I don't think she's long for this world.
Wow, you should maybe get someone out there to look at
it. Did you tell your landlord?
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
No, I didn't because I just didn't want to be like, oh, look at the tree, you know, I don't know, but. When the lemon tree died, all its bark was falling off too. So this tree had a big limb fall off of it, like 2 years ago.
Oh man.
I thought
you were going to say if, we didn't hear from you for 24 hours that like an animal got you.
Oh, you wish.
I don't wish. But I am scared. Like,
I'm bored with what's been coming. It's just been literally the same possums and skunks on my critter cam. It's like boring, lazy. I want a bear. Bring back the coyotes.
Yeah.
Or that little deer mouse.
Yeah, the deer mouse was cute.
Yeah.
Jill's not engaging in this conversation.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I was going to say before is we're on week three, we're going strong, but I just found out that you two will be traveling.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually
was thinking. We don't.
Oh, and you know, when we travel, we fall off the pod, but we do, it's only... Yeah. It's only going to be this weekend for me. I'm going up to Bainbridge Island, which is off the coast of Seattle, for a wedding. Jill will be there as well. But then we'll be back regular scheduled programming. So we won't even really miss an episode because we can record like on Monday.
Sure.
Right, Jill?
Yeah, I was. If Praz, yeah, we can. I actually, yeah, next Monday should be fine.
You'll have laptop in tow.
Well, speaking of traveling, Nick, why don't you tell us what happened yesterday?
Oh my God. Yesterday I was going to my friend Stephanie's birthday party and like we had gotten a group text and it wasn't like a normal group, like the normal chain. So like I wasn't really paying attention to it. Anyway, her boyfriend Jeremy was like, hey, like we're going to go to this brewery. Here's the, you know, the map. And I'm like, cool, cool, cool. All right, I guess I'll be going downtown. It's where all the breweries are. And I was like, oh, okay, like All Seasons, I think it was called. And I was like, okay, All Seasons. But in my mind, it was Angel City because they're like the same letters. And so I drove all the way downtown. I park and I got this great parking space. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm sitting on the top of the world. And I like walk in and nobody's there. And I'm like, okay. And so I go and like, I'm like looking up the text message, but I can't even find the text message because it was just like this buried, you know, group text. Mm-hmm. And like, if you search one of the names on it, all these other group texts come up. Mm-hmm. So I finally found it and it was for All Seasons Brewery, which is like, you know, La Brea Tar Pits area. And I had gone to All Angel City, and that's not the first time I've done that. I've done well, because there's another one called like the Arts District Brewery or something
that's also downtown. Well,
I know, and I've been like, oh yeah, I know where I'm going, and I go to stupid all the Angel City every time. So anyway, it really threw me through a loop, but I will say, as a nice friend, I still went to her birthday party. I drove from downtown to La Brea, took the 10.
And you've been to – the funny thing is I've been to All Seasons with you. Like, you very much know what All Seasons is.
I know. I very much know where All Seasons was. And, like, when I was asking my friend Nora when she was going to leave, she was like, I'm going to leave at, like – 2:40 to get there at 3:00, and I was like, wow, she's gonna get downtown so quick.
So this all brings me back to my point of like, okay, yes, me and Nick will be traveling together next week. I would venture to guess he has not a clue about a single plan for
Let's quiz him.
Okay.
Do you have the itinerary, Jill?
What time is our flight, Nick?
10 a.m.
I mean, no, but not far.
Okay. See, like we get in at like 1 p.m.
Okay. And then what are we going to do once we land?
We get the rental car and then we get it on a ferry.
Oh, good job.
Drive. Who's driving?
I'm driving.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I booked the Airbnb. I booked the rental car. I know what the ferry is. Also, Nick didn't even – I mean, me and Ariel had, like, booked flights, and so we just told him what flights we were booked. You know, he just followed our lead.
Yeah, which is nice. And then yesterday I went and bought pants that I would wear to the wedding. And let me tell you, that – I mean, going to the wrong brewery wasn't even the most harrowing experience of my day. It was looking for – cotton pants, which apparently people don't make textiles anymore. It's all just like micro blend, you know, like 43% cotton and like shiny plastic for pants.
So where did you end up getting the pants you like?
I ended up getting just like black denim from Madewell, which I really like. And the listeners might be like, denim for a wedding. It's a very casual, very casual wedding. It's not even a wedding. It's a wedding, but it's a party. There's no ceremony or anything. And it's like outdoors and blah, blah, blah. So I do like my look. I did want to get more of like pleated pants, but I couldn't find them anywhere.
Damn.
I know.
What are you going to wear, Jill?
I'm wearing a Farm Rio dress that is very, you know, pattern, like bright and pattern, just because that was that's sort of the vibe. We'll be sure to send you pictures, Praz, when we're all dolled up.
Yeah, we could put it on the website. The theme is garden party.
Okay.
Anyway, so we'll be off next weekend traveling together. Oh, and Nick will not be sitting next to me on the plane.
That was going to be my other question. Yes. Did you book seats together? No.
Jill will not tell anybody where she sits on a plane. No. It drives me crazy. It's not the first time this has happened. We've been on planes together before, and she just refuses to let me sit by her.
But didn't you one time figure it out?
Yeah, but then I had changed it.
Yes.
Yes. So he was duped twice, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like Carmen Sandiego when she flies.
No, he like every other day, Praz, he's like, oh, Jill, remind me, just like really quick, like what was that Delta seat number you thought?
Jill's going to sit down and I'm just going to come up to like the lady sitting next to her. I'll be like, excuse me, but this is my wife and it's a honeymoon. And then Jill will be like, no, it's okay. And I'll be like, oh, honey, don't be so modest.
I have a flight attendant friend. I wonder if she could look up the manifest.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Praz, like, and I'm not even trying to be like, I change a lot. I know that's like weird, but I change my seat a lot because I book something and then it's kind of like, what is that? Is there like a saying or is this from a movie where like, oh no, Clueless. Like the first grade is never, what is that line she says? Like you can never accept your first grade that you get in a class.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's just, yeah. She's like, daddy, you told me not to accept a first offer.
Right. Yeah. So I book a seat and that doesn't really mean anything to me because I'm always on the hunt. I'm always logging in. I'm checking the seat. Just to move. Yeah. Well, not to upgrade, but like seats open up. And then also 24 hours when you check in, often other seats open up. So if it's just, even if it's a few rows closer, like I'm moving and shaking.
I see.
Yeah. Which I know is like odd. Nick like never looks at a ticket once after he's booked it.
I book it and then I'm like, that's it. We got it.
Yeah.
Oh, and did you hear, Nick, Southwest is changing their seating?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I've only done Southwest once or twice. And
you didn't know about the.
Yeah. Yeah. You gave me the scoop on how I had to get there. And like, yeah. I
think starting next year, you're actually going to be able to book a seat.
Yeah. They crunched some numbers for Southwest and they were like, oh, we're not making any money. So now they're going to start offering things like that as well as like Wi-Fi and like in-flight snacks.
Yeah. Well, they've always had snacks.
Oh, okay.
But
they're going to start charging for more.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Oh, like maybe more of an offering. Well, that's cool. Well, safe travels to you both.
Thank you.
We'll still pod whenever.
Yeah, we'll be podding. We'll be podding around the corner when she comes.
And actually, I would venture to say, well, I don't want to jinx anything, but currently, like on Sunday afternoon as we're recording, some interesting stuff is happening inside the house that like it could all go, you know, not happen. But if it does, it could be really just like make this week fun.
That's what I would like. I will say, I actually really like this cast.
Yeah.
I like them a lot more than last year. That's for sure. But like, I guess I'm missing some excitement within the game itself. So that would be interesting. Well, should we get into the latest?
Well, guys, what were the vibes this past week?
Oh, the vibes curating. The vibe was Blindside.
It was a good episode.
It was really, really.
It was very good. Yeah.
I like puzzles. I like puzzles.
But, yeah. You guys have definitely drinking the
Tucker
Kool-Aid.
Oh, for sure.
I like him, but you guys are like.
Yeah, well, that's because you had your Kenny drank and we have Tucker Kool-Aid. So.
No, I have said zero words about Kenny the entire time. I don't even care. I don't care. I think that he shouldn't be trying to quit all the time.
I know. But Tucker, with his little like braids and his sunglasses.
That's so
who cute. Bowie Jane thought she was.
He's so cute and he's funny and like you can like everyone in the house I think likes him in this way of like they just kind of follow what he does for like it's kind of like he's like the popular kid, you know.
Yeah, he's very funny. And of course, Chemo has a crush on him.
Yeah, but so do you.
That's what, okay. Thank you, Praz. Thank you.
I don't have a crush on him. Also, I'm not like, and I'm saying, you know, yeah, I think Tucker's cute. Chemo's going, oh, Takor, I have a crush, but I can't say who yeah. it is.
You know,
like, okay.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't know when we became so I don't even care about the actual person, but a person can have a crush.
You can have a crush. It's more of that like high school, like I have a crush, but I'm not going to say who it is.
Well,
it's attention seeking.
What? Is it? How?
Because you want them to be like, oh, who is
ooh,
it?
Ooh, oh tell me. Tell
ooh,
me who.
Ooh.
That's okay.
I mean, could it be someone else or has he?
No, it's Tucker.
He confirmed. But I'll have you know that actually because he has a crush, he told Tucker about Quinn's power. And that's the reason why this week might be exciting. So there you go.
Okay. Wow. Well, we'll get there. Save it for the pod. So, okay. Angela versus Lisa. The little twit.
I had a question for the pod that I didn't even text you guys. And I don't mean to be crass, but you don't think she meant like really wanted to say twat, do you?
No, I think she.
No.
I think she's her. The Utah is very twit.
Oh, yeah,
twit. A little twit. But I feel like Lisa. I love that she was. Excuse me, beast. Yeah. How dare you? How dare me? How dare you?
I loved Angela in that episode. Oh my god.
She was so we turned I became a Stangela right then and there one more time.
It just cracked me up that like if someone called me a twit, I feel like I wouldn't even know what that meant. That I would be like, what? Like I wouldn't even know to be offended. I feel
it just felt like Lisa wanted something to be like, look, she's saying some, she's just calling me a name, like totally. Instead of, because she did say like Angela bullied her all week. I'm like, I'm sorry, but if you're like in your 30s, you're not being bullied.
Yeah.
Like
when you sent that clip of Angela doing that walk and you said, this is me. Like it was like,
yeah,
that.
You do that walk.
Yeah. But she was making fun of Lisa doing that walk. So am I Lisa or am I Angela?
No, you're Angela doing Lisa's walk. Cause I never saw Lisa walk like that.
No, she didn't.
It just was so funny, but that's how you walk.
You think that's how I walk all the time?
No, you've done that walk.
Yeah, you do a funny walk. If that's the thing. It's not even like you do it all the time, but like it is giving you sometimes, like even if you were telling a story, you would walk that way.
Yeah, okay. And you like walk that way like to be like to prance and put candy bowls down, not like to go to work.
Okay.
Go to work. Then she walks, walks into the office giving a true Lisa.
I don't care really if I do, but.
Girl, you walk like Angela. When I was 10, someone told me that.
What?
Yeah, what is that from?
From Girl So Confusing Remix with Lorde.
Oh my god. Oh wow. That was a deep cut.
You walk like a bitch when I was 10. Someone said that.
But okay, so this episode really revealed so much because the feeds had really not captured really any of this, to be honest. So it was just like a really illuminating episode, and it's annoying that it wasn't on the feeds, but I was like, oh, okay, at least we got it somewhere, because I kind of thought I wasn't sure if they were going to reveal it all, like about the racial aspect of whatnot, but they did, and I'm glad that we just got everything, and like Lisa shivering in the corner of the storage room was just like insane, and the whole, I mean, she's even still peddling this narrative out of the house. She's never going to change her tune, so it just like, they're two very different people who I think should, I don't know. It's just one of them needed to go.
Yeah. I'm glad it was Lisa. Oh
yes. God, it would have been so, like, Angela's entertaining. She's just, she just is. Women's stories matter.
Yeah. The speech was so funny. We're on Big Brother!
I know. Like,
yeah.
And when they, I do wish Julie had said by a vote of 11 to 1, Angela, you are safe.
Yeah.
Because that would have been even more. But I don't think Julie's ever going to do that again. Because it's like, she probably thinks it's mean.
Yeah, she's very love one another now.
Yes.
Well, but, if someone's a dick in here, maybe she'll do it. Like a really cocky.
But Lisa's face. And when they were all hugging her, it was like they were like, she was like a corpse.
Yeah.
A husk.
Yeah.
That was
why even hug?
Right.
I know that first off, why even hug? That was like, if everybody voted you out and lied to your face, like, come on. Jeez. Like, and then also when after the Ainsley competition and Julie's like, okay, now go into separate rooms and campaign and everybody's just hugging.
Yeah. I know. So
that's a production mishap on my
mind. We need to get in that diary room and be like, you guys, when Julie says go campaign, exactly. You have to start. You can't just stand there.
That's what I'm annoyed about is like just you rehearse. I know they rehearse for that, for like the camera blocking of that day and stuff. Just like tell them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did want to know, like, I guess it's neither here nor there really, because it is, but I'm interested to know from you too, because we sort of talked about this, is like the just watching the show, you might not have expected Lisa to go home over Angela.
Right.
Does that make you annoyed, or is just like, okay, we didn't really get, or were you like, wait, I actually kind of want to know why Lisa's going home?
Would love to know why she was going home, but it didn't annoy me because I like Angela.
Right.
I'm trying to think, watching the show, did I think Lisa was going home? I kind of got the sense that they were going to keep Angela because,
that's good. I'm truly just like wondering what you took from the show and like, did it give you enough information?
Yeah, I think this week it did compared to the previous week.
Yes.
The previous week, I was like, why did they do that?
Right.
But no, this week definitely. And I think I wasn't that shocked.
Okay.
And I enjoyed seeing it all. And I'm glad like they showed the misunderstanding and then also like allowed Angela to like speak and showed all that. And so I do wonder if like the stuff that you were alluding to were like anytime someone would talk about her, they were like, oh, they shut it down. Maybe because it's like, okay, they were still trying to clear up whether this was like a misunderstanding or not, because, you know, shit whispered down the lane, like things get confused. I really didn't think that Angela, even though Angela's a psycho, and I thought when she like grabbed Cedric's face in the kitchen, like she was so crazy, but I enjoyed it. But I also did like her like talking to T-Core like head on and just like trying to address it and like explaining her side and all of that, because it's like that type of a rumor can like, you know, destroy obviously her game, but also like her life. So,
but that is like a really bad, in my opinion, production decision then to not show it on the feeds, because the feed viewers just kind of ran wild with this idea of like, well, what did she do? Like she must have done something bad.
Yeah. They shouldn't have cut it from the feed.
Yeah. So that's really what went wrong, is really them actually doing this, and who knows why they did it. But like, there's conspiracies about them wanting to save things for episodes, this, that, and the other. But it's like, no, after seeing that, I was like, wait, this, then again, the fans just ran wild. And that's like, just regardless of what it was about, like, that's just annoying.
Yeah. And Quinn really stepped in it, in my opinion. Ugh. Like, well, I don't know what
insane
Quinn was doing. Yeah. But whatever. I thought it was a great, great week of Big Brother.
It was. It was very good.
And now we have
Cedric, the HOH. Look, I mean, both mascots have now been HOH.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Although he is like one of the players who I'm just like I said, I think early on, like I'm not really holding mental capacity for.
Yeah.
We'll see, I guess. I haven't really been I've been following the feeds, but I haven't really been following much of like what his game plan is, because he doesn't seem to have a game plan.
I was just going to say, he doesn't really have one.
Because he nominated Kenny and Angela and Tucker, because I don't know if Tucker was just like, nominate me or. Yeah. Because he knows he could probably win a veto easier than Angela and Kenny.
Yeah.
So he's like, nominate me and secure that they don't win it.
Yeah. I get
Plus,
it.
He earns points.
The more you do that, yeah. like, the more you do that, eventually people are going to be like, okay, actually, we need to take an opportunity to get this guy out. Like,
Well, also now he's just proving himself to be a comp threat.
Right. Because he did win veto. Yeah.
Right. So it's like, I think it's a little silly. I truly just think he's like a little bit of just a nutty guy and is like, I don't know, sounds fun.
Yeah. That's what we love about Tucker. He's bringing back fun.
No, he really is. He definitely is. And he's, again, has no power or really, like, in my mind, any super strong powerful alliances yet is like basically running things right now.
I also don't think there really is like any meaningful alliance in the house right now either.
There's not.
Everybody, like, even right now, like, Kenny was filming for, they were firming up an alliance with like Kenny and Cedric and like two other people called the Ball Players. And they're like, Kenny, you want to play ball? And he's like, this is the 18th alliance in the house, was his response. Like, it's just like, and that's fine. Like, that's great. Like, week by week, like, shapeshift. But it's hard to be like, oh, this person is running the house, right?
Yeah, it's a very like up and down, and you never really know what's going to happen because Angela obviously like kind of had a crazy week one. Chelsea did nothing to sort of solidify herself in a meaningful alliance, and now Cedric is the same. So it's like, it is like makes a very interesting, a little more bizarre game, to be honest.
Yeah. So what is going on? Take us through this house show, because I know like Tucker won veto. So now they have to decide what will happen.
Yes. So basically, you know, I think they're all putting too much weight on these powers.
Yes, they are.
Because they're like bored and have nothing else to talk about. But there is one school of thought of like, okay, let's just put Mackenzie up. So then she'll use her power and then America votes. Cause I guess that, is that what it is? I still don't understand.
Okay. It still doesn't make sense to me because her whole power is if you are nominated, you can use, or not even if you're nominated, you can use the power so that you have America's veto. So it doesn't even matter if she's nominated or not. My thing is, if they put her up as a renom, the veto has already been used.
That's where I'm confused.
I am too. Yeah.
Like that to me doesn't make any sense. And maybe this show isn't clarifying it because like she doesn't like be on purpose because like right. she wouldn't be able to use it.
Well, maybe she doesn't understand it.
That's what I think. I think she doesn't understand it, or maybe she doesn't even know that they want to nominate her.
No, she knows. She definitely knows.
She's also told like almost everybody about her power, but she won't tell anybody like that America gets to vote.
But some people do know about that.
She told a few people, but then she like told Cedric like, "Oh, well, all I'm going to say is like I don't have the power." Like she's like, "I have the power to use this veto, but like that's it. Like I don't get she's like I don't get to choose the power or something like that."
Got it. One route, right, is like they put her up, they flesh out her power, yada yada. But today, Tucker, he literally, that's what, like, it's so funny, he kind of also sees that no one's really like playing aggressively and there's something sort of boring right now about the game. So he's like, okay, hey Cedric, why don't I use the veto on Angela and you can backdoor Quinn. And then we, you know, if Quinn, sure, Quinn could win the AI arena. But if he doesn't, we get him out of this house.
And is that because they know Quinn has a power?
Yeah. So basically what has happened over the last week is that way more people like – because Kimo and Angela were the only ones that knew about Quinn's power. Then obviously last week, you know that like – Angela, you know, tried to – or basically told Tucker, right? Yeah. But also Kimo told Tucker. So then Tucker, of course, spread – I don't even know who the first person he told was. But now it's going around the house like wildfire. Not everybody knows. But the funniest thing is that – so all these people know, but Quinn is still lying.
Yes.
Even to his allies. So they're pissed because they're like, wait, even like the Pentagon or whatever, or is he in the Pentagon? I don't even know. But basically a few people have been like, okay, Quinn, like we're really wondering who has this other power. And like, yeah. He's still, and so they know he's lying to them and they're just confused. Like, they're just like, we're on your side. Why not tell us that you have the power so we can all work together to make it work in our advantage?
Yeah.
But he is like, putting his feet into the ground and being like, for some reason, lying to, again, not everybody, but like most people. So they're just, I think everyone's like so confused at what's going on. So frankly, he's really tanked his game in the last week.
Well, it's also so silly on like day one being like, Angela, you're going to be my final two. And I'm going to tell you everything.
I know. But like, just because she was HOH. Like,
yeah. Also, like both Quinn and Mackenzie did really bad jobs of even coming up with alterations of what their powers could be.
Right.
You know, like you didn't have to say, yeah, I have that, like this, this, and this. Like you could say, you know,
I can play in a veto or something.
Right. Like, exactly. Like that's it. Like you don't, none of them, like, because of the lack of gameplay right now, they're not even thinking like, oh, how do I lie about this in a convincing way, which is, yeah, I have a power, but it just means I get to play in the veto. Yeah, I have a power, but it just means that I can choose who the have-nots are. You know, like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be what it actually is.
That's a really good point. I didn't even think about
because
that.
Also, if you want to, like, and because I am an experienced liar, if you want to maybe come clean, but not totally clean, like that's how you would do it. You would say like, okay, yes, I have a power, because then, because like people could probably see it on your face. Right. But then lie about what it does. And I don't know. That's just the Nick Walsh way.
So basically, oh, okay. So here's what Tucker it really wants to do is basically blindside Quinn at the veto ceremony, like use it on Angela and then give a big speech to flip everyone on Quinn, talking about how he's lied to so many people in the alliances he's made about the power and vote him out along with flushing the deep fake HOH power. Wow. That would be iconic.
Insane.
That's our man.
That's Tucker. When we talk about Tucker Summer, that's what we're talking about.
Are you going to get the hat? Are you going to get the hat?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe he wanted to surprise us.
Oh. Well, you asked me to find it.
That was like a weird Nick. I don't know. I know my Nickisms now.
Exactly. But if I had said no, I'm not getting it, you'd be like, I don't know. I think he is. Did I make the pumpkin pie? Who's to say?
Yeah, so like, I don't know. It was... The annoying thing, and actually this is a good question to you all as well. Like, I get it. It's frustrating to be putting up Angela and Kenny like constantly, but Angela has caused so many issues in the house that people are just like, okay, whatever. And then Kenny has literally talked about leaving and wanting to leave so much that it's like actually just annoying. Like, it's rude to the viewers. The two of them have been talking this week about, oh, they feel so like left out and all this stuff. So is there a point of at which you have to be like, okay, yeah, there is a reason why older players have a tougher time?
No, I don't think so. I think if they had more older players, right now they just have two, you know, I don't think they have a tougher time. I think it's annoying to have like a 50-year-old woman be like, this is just like high school when I was an outcast. Like, it's a certain type of person, right? I don't think age really has anything to do with it. And like Lisa, for instance, Lisa was younger and was still an outcast. And I think that that is just her personality.
Yeah, but I think that, I mean, inherently the game is tougher. The comps are harder when you're older. Everything's like you can't probably, maybe you're not as good at staying up late, although I think Angela stayed up late. But like, you know what I mean? Like, I do think that it might be harder. It is harder to be an older house guest because there's so few. I think if there were just a little more like equal disbursement among the ages or whatever, it wouldn't feel like they're such outcasts, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, also that first HOH competition came down between Angela and Kenny. Right. You know, like and like last year was different because like the oldest person was like Bowie, Jane, and Felicia. So like, so it's just, it's, I don't think they're at a, disadvantage because comps aren't the only thing within the game. There's still social there, but Angela blew up her social game and right. Kenny's just being like a Grumple Stillskins.
Yeah.
But here's what I would do. If somebody was begging to be voted out, I would never nominate them.
That happened once, didn't it? Like, wasn't there someone who really want... I'm trying to remember what season that would have been.
I would just be like, okay, cool. Well, that's not going to happen on my HOH. Like, I'm not wasting my HOH to get rid of somebody who doesn't want to be here. Right. You want to get rid of people who want to play the game.
Yeah.
It's a game.
Yeah, exactly. And
if you're there, that's why you're not supposed to be fulfilling the HOH's wishes and voting with the house. Like, you're supposed to be playing. And so, you know, that's why when, even if somebody's like, oh, I volunteer to go up. Okay, well, that's good. But, you know, and I get it. It's less blood on your hands, but.
I want blood on my hands.
Exactly. I need to be like Gone Girl and Neil Patrick Harris.
Like, why aren't people, they should be playing already for their jury votes, like an understanding that like.
Right.
Strategy matters. I don't know.
Totally. I agree. And I think that's part of Tucker's thing. And he even sort of said like, if eventually this bites me in the ass, okay, at least I played, you know.
I just don't I'm looking now at the cast photo and I'm thinking about so far. And I really just can't see anyone but like Tucker, Angela, or Quinn in the finals. Like, I just can't imagine any of these people. But I know that obviously it can happen and probably will happen. But
I mean, I do think that some people that are under the radar right now are playing a good enough game to get themselves to the finals.
Like who? Cam?
Maybe Cam. Maybe like a Brooklyn is kind of doing
Actually, I do like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I don't even think Cam was in the past episode.
Listen, when the time strikes, the time strikes. We'll know when he's ready to make a move.
Well, I do
playing weird. Like, he's playing good right now, but he's a bizarre dude.
I do hope that they do the Angela Vito Quinn nom. I think it would just be so fun. And then, you know, if he wins AI, they can vote out Kenny once and for all, hopefully, and not Tucker. And then there's some like a line in the sand.
Right. Something you just said, AI that you said when Chelsea was like, the producers forced her to make the episode about Ainsley.
She's like, I'm dealing with all this and I still haven't even brought up the biggest threat in the house, Ainsley.
That was so annoying. It's something she said. Because John's not watching with me this season, but I had it on, and then something she said specifically in a diary room, he was like, she didn't think of that. They gave her that line. Like, he was annoyed immediately, like, with it. I can't remember what it was. But, who cares about Ainsley? Also, I want the Ainsley actress to come back.
Oh, I don't.
Give her a shot.
I want her to be the ones like, hello, players. Welcome to the AI arena. And like, and make them like, but again, I'm just in my mind thinking Ainsley's going to replace Julie.
Well, it was fun. And hopefully some fun happens this week because the gameplay itself is getting a little boring for sure. But it's still early and hopefully like some more shakeups will happen almost because there isn't like a main dominant alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Has Angela been on her best behavior?
She has been on good behavior. She's very much like, I really want to stay. The funniest thing about last week is that she was like begging everyone, you know, she does this whole like, I just want to be here. I want to be here so bad, blah, blah, blah. And like, they were kind of at first like, yeah, cool. Like, we're probably like, I don't know if people were telling her 100%, but she's her own worst enemy. She thought for sure she was going home. Nobody really ever said that. Like,
oh, okay.
That's in her own head. So she's like, I just really want to be here. And it's like, okay, cool.
But also at the same time, if somebody's saying how much they want to be here, vote them out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I, she's great TV. I wouldn't vote her out. But I'm just saying, like, stop giving people what they want.
Agreed.
It's not called gymnastics.
What a segue. Well, anything else on Big Brother? I think that's it, right?
Julie's outfit.
Was this the fringe blazer or something? Or
you know what's funny, Praz, is like at first I was like, oh, it's awful. But I because I think I looked more at her, like I said, like good hair and makeup. But then you said, oh, her outfit, blah, blah. So then the next break, I was like, wait, I did not notice the fringe.
Yeah. It would have been kind of fine without the fringe. The fringe was so weird.
And it was like halfway down the jacket.
Yes, it was weird. No, she looked pretty. I mean, overall, she's a beautiful woman.
So. Right.
But she just needs a new stylist.
But no, I mean, obviously I have all the time in the world these days. So I have been paying attention to Big Brother, but we all know what I'm paying most attention to.
The Olympics.
Have you guys gotten any more in the spirit?
I find it all very overwhelming. I did put on Peacock and it just was so many ads that like, I was like, I don't know where to start.
There's only like one ad a thing for that.
I couldn't figure it out. And I'm very tech savvy. And so I get all of my Olympic coverage on Twitter. You know, got to say good for Steve, the pommel horse man. I'm well versed in the poor Parisian pole vaulter who's D got in the way of him getting over the bar.
Oh, I also,
yes. Oh, Praz, you haven't seen? Mon Dieu.
I have to send it to you.
Oh my God. It's so funny. The thing, his D.
I'm Googling Parisian pole vaulter penis.
Yes. Yes. It's huge. And
I was going to bring it up. I somehow knew Nick would know about it.
And it jiggles as he falls down. It is so funny.
Oh, okay. Wait, I'm watching. Oh, wow. What? Why didn't he tape it back or something?
I don't think it's happened. That shouldn't happen. I mean,
but also like there's photos of him, like press photos, like of him on posters and stuff. And you see it.
Yeah. Oh, like he has a big number.
Could this have been planned?
No, absolutely not.
I was watching his Instagram followers go up yesterday.
This is so funny. A People headline. No, a French pole vaulter did not lose out on an Olympic medal because of his crotch.
So he's hovering at 100,000 Instagram followers. He had like 18,000 yesterday.
Wow. He's only 21. Good for him.
Wee. And oh my gosh. I'm just, it's
apparently this happened in 2016 to a Japanese guy.
Wow.
Oh my God. He turned off all the poor thing. He turned off comments on his Instagram because everybody was like being like, we love your baguette.
Oh my God.
And they're like, the Olympics won't make you rich. Only fans will.
Poor guy.
Or like, I mean, good for him is really now.
I know.
That is so funny. So yeah, there's been a lot of like viral moments. I feel like that even if you're not paying attention, you can still sort of like the Steven Natterett pole vaulting stuff and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And today, it was the like 100-meter race for the men, which like they call always the fastest man in the world. That's like what Usain Bolt was known for. So it was such a good race. And Noah Lyles, the American, won literally like by a collarbone. It's like crazy. Like it came down to a photo finish. Like it was just so good. Like these moments, I just live for these moments.
They are good. So wait, is Usain Bolt still the fastest man?
Well, like he owns the world record. Yeah.
No, he owns it.
Well, that's how the terminology.
But can somebody beat him?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And Jill, when you're watching, you are rooting for the United States?
I don't even care. Like, I root for, like...
It's for the spirit of the game.
Exactly. And it's like, the story. Yeah, like in certain sports, I wanted Simone to win, obviously, like
for first name basis.
But like, no, like for instance, right now on my TV in the background, there just happens to be like the women's basketball versus Germany. I don't know if the German women were to take it. Good for them. I don't know.
Here's something funny about Jill's watching habits. I was like, oh, you know, did you see so-and-so gymnastics? She goes, no, I stayed off Twitter. I want to watch it pure. Like, she didn't want to know who won. She wanted to watch it.
What's wrong with that?
How is that weird?
Because it already happened.
Yeah, but, you know, we've been watching time-shifted Olympic stuff for years because of it being such an international thing. Like, when I remember when I watched in 96, like, well, no, that was Atlanta. What was it? Maybe...
2000 was Sydney.
2000 was Australia.
We might be talking about ice skating, like Nagano or something. And I remember, like, my dad's like, I already know who won. And I was like, don't tell me.
I just think it's so different now because it's so immediate. Well, back then, you kind of had to wait or, like, listen to the news.
Okay, listen, I totally respect that. And for most things, like this week, I do not care. Like, I see who wins and I still watch the thing. But it was Simone. It was the women. I wanted to just watch purely.
It is very funny. I know some people. I remember during the Olympics before, I guess the London Olympics in 2012 and the ones that came after that, maybe 2016. Where were the 2016 Olympics? Oh, Rio. Right.
Yeah.
So I remember people. That's when I first discovered people would like, think it, you were spoiling if you said who won. Yeah. It's like, this is how like I always feel with like football games, like record it and just watch the end.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like I also am, this is not a weird thing for me because like I am surrounded by certain sports fans in my family and whatnot that like tape games and then like don't know what who won and then watch it later.
Yeah. I texted a friend about Stanley Cup or something and they hadn't watched and they were like, I was gonna watch later. I'm like, wait, what? Like Stanley Cup, like I'm sorry, I didn't realize you didn't know. Like, I don't know. That's weird.
Speaking of recording sports, did you see that like New Zealand team got penalized for like drone spying on another team?
It was Canada.
Canada was drone spying?
Yeah.
Oh wow. I wouldn't expect that from North America.
And a women's team, no less.
Women in tech.
Yeah, the women's soccer team, not like the coach technically got in trouble for drone spying.
Now, speaking of coaches cheating, didn't somebody from your home state of Michigan University do something similar like that, Bill?
Let's you have no idea what you're talking about, so let's just move on.
I don't know.
But is there's still another week left?
Yeah, so basically the swimming ended today and we started track and field technically on Friday, but like kind of it always is bookmarked by like swimming in the first week and track and field in the second week. So we're really getting into the heart of the track and field this week.
Did breakdancing start?
No, it must start like tomorrow maybe.
Is Julia Stiles competing? Is Jessica Alba as Honey competing? As Honey. I said I want Honey. Hip hop can't take you places, ballet can.
I didn't know you were such a Honey stan.
I never saw Honey.
I only know the trailer. Great. Those were two things from the trailer.
I love Honey. Yeah, but you know, there's speaking of like the Olympics and the spirit of it. If we don't mind shifting our crunching numbers this week to more less Big Brother and more Olympics, I thought I had a fun idea that you guys might like. And Nick, I know you're always, you know, really these days you feel frustrated that as a child you weren't pushed.
Yes,
but I have some stats that show you that there's still a chance for you.
Okay.
So I'd like you to guess who the youngest Olympian is and who the oldest Olympian is, like the age range. And it's I can give you U.S., but first let's go global. Any country, any age. What's your guess?
Okay. I'm going to say the youngest is – we're not naming the country. We're just naming the age.
Yeah.
Okay. So youngest, I'm going to say 11.
Yeah, because okay. Gymnastics, aren't they pretty young?
Yeah, they're like bred to be gymnasts.
Yeah. 12?
Oldest?
I'll say 12.
Okay, you're going to say 12? All right, you can start with oldest then.
You mean youngest?
Yeah. No, because no. Then now I'll guess oldest first.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
I saw like some old lady swimming.
Naiad?
No. It was, I don't think it was Olympics, but it was like, it showed this old lady who's like, she was like 95. Okay, I'm going to guess, could there be someone like, because there's like that shooting one where they shoot, they literally shoot guns at targets.
Are they,
like,
are we talking winner or competitor?
No, I'm just talking competitor.
Oh, okay.
72.
Yeah, I would say in the 70s, there's this gymnast gal who's competed every year. You're saying 72. I'm going to say, hey, it's closest without going over, huh? I'm going to say 72 and a half.
Okay. So you both were on one side, you were very close, and on the other, you had a little too much hope.
Oh.
This year, the youngest competitor is 11 years and 11 months. So really so close between, it's 11, but almost 12.
Wow.
But it actually, what does she do?
Yeah. She's a skateboarder.
Oh.
Cool.
Skateboarders are really young. I do understand where the gymnastics thought comes in, but I think now the gymnastics like association might have some rules in place for that because it is so, you know, gymnastics is very hard on the body at such a young age. But the skateboarders, like, often there are some youngins in there. It's just so crazy to think about. Like, but yeah. So she's from, I think she's from China.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Now the oldest, I don't, Nick, a gymnast would not even, I know who you're talking about. And I think she's like 36.
Like, she's definitely in her 50s. She doesn't, like, she's not good. Like, she can tumble, but, like, she always falls.
Okay. So, the oldest competitor, I mean, you guys weren't that off, but it's 65-year-old Juan Antonio Jimenez Cobo of Spain.
Ooh.
Do you want to guess what his event
archery.
Is?
Yeah. I mean, I thought the shooting. Okay. Also, what are other summer sports?
Ping pong.
I'll say the shooting one.
Okay, it's equestrian.
What?
Horse riding?
Yeah.
Oh.
Really, really old sport. You can't possibly care about that one.
How old's the horse? The horse is doing the work.
I know.
Well, actually, the oldest, I will say also, the oldest American athlete is, or one of them? Wait, no. Yes.
Simone Biles.
Is, an equestrian. These equestrians, they're veterans of the sport. But So then I found out there's a really interesting infograph about the average age of Team USA athletes in each sport. And equestrian is the highest.
Oldest?
Yeah.
So I should get into horse riding.
Yes. So that was what I was going to say, Nick, is that I really think you can.
I just can't believe they have all these things and then they still haven't put softball or – and isn't baseball not in either? Like, what the hell?
Wait, why is that a thing?
I think baseball would just take too long.
And I just think it's so weird because...
Do you think it's because, like, they're in season?
No, I don't think so. I don't know what happened.
I think baseball just would take too long.
Why? Why would it take too long?
So long. It's such a long sport. Like, and then there you go to overtime. Like, it's... No, basketball is quick. Basketball and hockey are, like, the quickest sports.
Interesting. That
baseball is long, and it's also like maybe it's because it's very American.
No, oh my god, the best baseball players in the world now are like Japanese and like
they play on the Dodgers.
Yeah, but they're very and Japan has its own league and teams and.
But is it not global enough? I don't know.
Maybe not, but like I think you could make that argument about a lot of these sports. Then,
Well, at least that's
like a big. Like, we send Olympians for, like, every single sport, you know? And a lot of countries don't. They send for maybe, like, one or two.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, there are
countries. They don't have the resources to support these athletes.
So, speaking of, what's going on with all these Australians saying that America has less medals than it's saying?
I haven't heard that.
Oh, so like there's this whole thing. There's like all these Australians on TikTok are saying that we're not representing the metals correctly in our media.
You'll have to send me some evidence so I can deep dive. Okay.
So wait, Jill, do you have the paraphernalia in front of you to say what is the oldest person who's competing in a sport not with an animal?
Okay, hold on. That was very specific.
Who's the oldest person who's like actually competing?
Let me see. But wow, to diminish an equestrian. Wow. Okay, well, interestingly enough, I'm not saying this is like the next oldest, but many of the older competitors actually are in a very popular sport. Can you guess?
Running.
No. Oh. You need young legs.
Oh, swimming.
We just mentioned some of it, or we just mentioned this sport.
Baseball?
No.
No.
Gymnastics?
You're so close. You're
basketball?
Yes. Because if you think about it, you know, LeBron is 39, Steph Curry is 36, Kevin Durant is 35, and then on the women's team, Diana Taurasi is 42.
Diana Taurasi, who's that?
Oh gosh. Don't worry.
Is she famous?
It.
And yeah. How come what's her face didn't join the Olympics?
You can't choose to join the Olympics. You have to get chosen.
What?
Okay, I got
it. No, I'm serious. Like I thought it was kind of like a US, like an open. Oh, I guess that's why they call them opens. Huh? Because like then anybody can join if they're good enough, like a US Open.
I mean, sort of. It's just more like there's a roster with a certain number of spots and the coach and the
You're right, because those gymnasts had to get chosen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there is a lot of controversy about Caitlin not getting chosen, but she'll be in LA in 2028, so I'm not worried.
So, oh. Jill, I'm watching a video on mute about the Australian saying
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll explain it.
Okay.
They're saying that basically we're rigging the tally because U.S. media counts it by total number of medals, gold, silver, bronze. So like we have the most of that. But that traditionally, I guess, that you're supposed to only look at gold medals and you only go to silver or bronze to tie, like in terms of ranking.
Oh, that's
annoying.
And so that Australia actually has more gold medals right now than the U.S.
I'm Team America on this one.
Yeah, we've always. I feel like we've always done all medals.
Yeah, me too.
That's their argument, is that that's U.S. media has.
Okay, well, we're in the U.S. Go change the channel if you're in Australia. Then.
All right, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good on Olympics.
Okay,
sorry, Prez.
No, it's great. It's great. And I just finished my own Olympics. I finished Love Island UK.
Oh, congrats. So how did you feel about the winners this year?
It's insane. It is. Really? It does not matter who wins the show. Yeah. And I've figured out now, and it took me, I don't know, 11 seasons to figure out that I really only like the show up until the point of where they like the last bombshell comes in they've figured out their couples. Once they're all in a solid coupling, I don't care. Yeah. It's not that interesting. And I don't really care who wins. They win £50,000 to split.
Aww.
That is no money. That is nothing. And the couple that won, it's insane that they won. I cannot believe
really?
It. Yes, the couple that got second place has literally been together since the first recoupling, like day 3. They have not wavered from each other. They're in love. They're already boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, they are a solid couple, and they didn't win. It's insane. And I don't care.
Right, right.
Like, it didn't make any sense. I was like, how did they not win? Like, they've literally been on the top of every vote from the public and all this. So it's just kind of, it's crazy, but it's over. And now I might jump over to Love Island US. Just
huge for the culture.
I might. I don't know, because I also have a lot of stuff to catch up on, including that Jake Gyllenhaal show and all that stuff. So I might not. We'll see. But yeah, I just finished Love Island UK this morning.
Congrats. I know it's a long slog.
Yeah, I mean, I love it's my favorite show. I love it. But
do you love it more than Jersey Shore?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
Oh, it's a different thing. It's a different thing. Like, but no, I mean, if I were comparing it to current New Jersey Shore, like Family Vacation, I like Love Island UK more. Sure, but as
I get what thing
and a rewatchability, like, I mean, I just, we loop Jersey Shore in our house. So, so no. But anyway, that's what I've been watching and I'm done.
Nicholas, what have you been taking in?
I saw the movie Trap with Josh Hartnett.
He's so handsome.
He's so handsome.
It's so interesting, like, you guys are saying that, because I saw an interview and I was like, why does he look like a woman? Like, I thought he looked terrible.
Well, yeah, he has kind of that Shannon Sossaman look, I guess. But
no, you're only saying that because they were in that one movie together.
What 40 Days and 40
Yes,
Days?
Yes.
I forgot about her.
We all did, but you know where she was discovered. She was DJing.
A Knight's Tale. Oh.
What did you say?
I said A Knight's Tale.
Yes, but she was discovered for A Knight's Tale because she was DJing at, I want to say, like, a party that Madonna went to, or maybe a Gwyneth Paltrow party that Madonna was at. Madonna's involved in this origin story somehow. Oh. And yeah. But I love Josh Hartnett. Let's see.
And I saw an interview. It made me intrigued. I want to see the movie. I just was like, he looks weird. I don't know. Maybe it was just a bad day. Like the interview I saw.
Well, Nick tweeted something about
his looks. Yes. Sassaman was DJing. She was DJing at Gwyneth Paltrow's birthday party, and that's where a casting director discovered her. Madonna was not there.
No Madonna? Wow, you promised us Madonna.
But you know, Madge and Gwynny, they always kind of go together a little bit. So, So Josh Hartnett, in this movie, he has such amazing forehead. Like, it does not move, but his eyebrow mobility is insane. And I was like, this is what I want. I want that non-moving forehead, but having those eyebrows. So
yeah.
I did tweet that I need my esthetician to see that movie so that she knows what I'm looking for. But also, I don't have an esthetician.
And that's what I was If you got one, I'm sure you could ask.
Well, maybe if you had an esthetician, but you don't.
I actually do, and I love her to death. And
I know. I'm talking about myself.
I know. Yeah. I'm kidding.
I have one, but not for Botox. Just for facials.
It was a very silly movie. I will say that, of course, since it's our girl M. Night Shyamalan, it takes place in my city, Philadelphia.
So, Chris, do you feel as much like pride as like in terms of like M. Night because he's from Philly?
Well, you know, it was always a big deal when he was doing something. Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not a huge M. Night. You know, it's funny, when I met John, he was like, oh yeah, he really liked M. Night. Like, he liked like certain ones, and he liked the ones that I did not like at all. Like, he loved Signs, and I hated Signs.
Ooh.
And then he like made me rewatch Signs, and I was like, okay, I get it a little bit more now. And then he showed me one that I hadn't seen. And so it's interesting, but I don't think I've watched an M. Night. I don't even remember what the last one was, but.
He made that movie, The Beach, that makes you old.
No, me and Nick one night, I think it was last year, we watched Old. Yes. It was one of the worst movies.
It's good. It's really good.
I'm looking at
my favorite thing about M is that he puts himself in his movies, and I think he has decent acting skills. And honestly, like, that's the type of acting I would like to be able to do.
I think Glass might be the last one I saw.
Glass was good. I liked
Glass. I liked Glass. Yeah, we liked that. I saw it in the theater.
I didn't see that. I didn't love Unbreakable that much.
See, Unbreakable, I think, was the one that I hadn't seen. And John was like, oh, well, you got to watch this. And then I don't think I've ever seen, like, The Village.
Ooh, neither has Jill. Why don't we do a pod and watch?
I was actually thinking maybe I'll take one in tonight.
Well, you can't watch The Village because you'll have to watch it at my place with Press.
I'm not coming
there. She's never going to your place again. Yeah. Not after that, Spider.
The Village is good. I like The Village.
That has anybody watched The Lady in the Water? That's supposed to be bad, right?
I haven't seen that one.
Natalie Portman.
Well, jumping back to your question, Jill. So the reason why I would say, like, I probably would be like proud of M. Night Shyamalan is it's really like most of his stuff takes place in Bucks County, which is actually where I'm from, which is outside of Philadelphia. So, so that's where, like, yes, some of it, like, it's always, people always say, oh, his movies take place in Philly. It's like usually like the Philly suburbs, meaning like Bucks County. So,
or Bucks County, which is even further away from Philly suburbs. Yeah.
No, Bucks County is Philly suburbs.
I don't know how you deal with this.
I don't know, because I don't know why I fight with a person who doesn't know where Minnesota is on a map.
Oh, I'm sure a lot of people don't know where Minnesota is.
I don't think that's true.
That's so funny.
Anyway, do we have On the Blocks this week?
I do.
Yay, let's hear him.
Well, mine's food related again, I have to thank Jill. Was it you who sent the tweet?
Oh my god, yes.
Took in Chili's on Friday night and tried a new menu item, the Nashville hot chicken fried mozzarella.
Wow, okay. So tell us everything.
Nashville hot fried mozzarella.
It's a spicy mozzarella stick?
Yes. We went. I looked at the menu. I didn't see it. I didn't see the little table card didn't have it. It wasn't like a special. I asked the waitress. She said, oh, we can make that for you. And I was like, oh. She said, you're the second table who's requested it. Since it started, and we went on the August 2nd, and I think it started just for like the month of August. There's no reason they can't keep it. Because it's just their regular fried mozzarella with their regular Nashville hot like sauce. Their chicken. So like it was delicious, and then they served it with a side of ranch.
Ooh, that sounds so good! But they were like so big. I guess that's just
they were huge. They were like April size
fried mozzarella. I've never actually gotten it, but you can get it if you get like a triple dipper. Whoa. You can get fried mozzarella as like your option. They were like, oh, would you want three or six? And there were three of us, so I was like three, and one of the people didn't want any because she didn't like spice. And John looked at me like, why aren't we getting six? And I was like, that would be way too many fried mozzarellas. It was really good, really hot, fresh, cheesy, gooey.
Wow.
Incredibly spicy because it's Chili's. Like, Nashville hot is not like real Nashville hot chicken. But flavorful and good. And you guys got to check it out. You got to take it in.
Is there a reason why they don't call them mozzarella sticks?
I don't know.
Don't really look like sticks.
They're not really
sticks. They weren't sticks. I mean,
they're like
ouches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Googling, and interestingly enough, it seems like it's like supposed to be a secret menu item, which is
so interesting.
Okay. Well, you were the second table to get it, but I think we're the first pod to have the review.
Yes. And I give it high praise.
Give it us
a score out of 10.
1 to 10.
I'll give it I was going to say 4.5 out of 5, so I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Honestly, but I was really hungry too. Like I think I skipped lunch that day. So like by the time we were eating, I was like devouring the chips that came. And then the fried mozzarella came out piping hot really quick. And I was like, oh, it was good. So yeah, I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Great. Wow.
And then I got the Jill salad, the quesadilla explosion salad with the crispers. And it was good. I definitely was glad I got that instead of my normal, like, heavier meal. Mm-hmm. But it was good. It was funny because I was just like, it's just a salad. But I got some chicken fingers and like you get little cheese quesadillas. It's kind of like a mishmash, but
I know it's like so funny. It was good.
None of you were responding to the Jill stickers I was sending.
No, I mean, I liked it. I couldn't. Oh, yeah. I tried what to am save I it. To I couldn't. Say?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make
can
sure.
You send it to me so I can like save it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Also, like literally as soon as that picture came through, I knew you were going to send it. So I like, I just like, there's nothing even to say. Like, I just like know what to expect it.
Listeners, if you don't make your friends into memes, you're not really friends.
Yeah, yes. That's true. That's a good point.
So that's my on the block food. I promise it won't be food next week.
You could be whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
You know, yeah, but I can't. It's too. I can't be the fat person.
Jill.
I have been like thinking about it a lot this weekend because I like wasn't totally sure because I don't want it to be Olympics related because I've just been doing too much of that. So I'm going to give it to the overall sport of tennis. As I may or may not have mentioned, I've picked up tennis again and I'm just loving it, living for it. I want to play way more than I do, but I don't really like know any too many people who play and I have private lessons, but I can only do that once a week. So I just love tennis. It's really fun. I think that it's a great sport and I enjoy watching, and I've gotten Nick a little bit into tennis over the last few years, which is fun. And so now, Nick, you need to come play with me.
I would love to. Is it indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors.
You should play with that that guy.
What Gabe? Guy?
Who? Oh, Gabe. Gabe, my friend. Oh yeah, he was in Major Danger.
He's a tennis guy. Oh yeah, he plays pickleball, but he's more tennis.
He's more of a tennis guy, yeah.
He gives lessons too, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nick, why don't you? But yeah. I am loving my teacher. Her name's Carla. I've occasionally been renting out like a court for an hour with a ball machine and doing some.
Wow.
I'm like legit. Like, I don't really want to get into playing because I'm not. I'm just not really a competitive person, and I am not. But I just love hitting.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're not competitive, but you have rage.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
You know? Now, how was your guy substitute?
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't want to like – he was great.
Is he listening to the pod? Yeah,
I'm just going to leave it there. He was wonderful.
Wow.
Well, that's so funny. And then I saw him – or I was like – I didn't even really see him, but we were passing – when I was coming the next week for my lesson, like I guess I walked by him and he was like, hey, Jill. Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, you live your way, Nick. I should try to play with him in the Val.
Oh, come on over when you're done.
I will say, Nick, you would because the place where I play has not a single speck of shade. You would complain the entire time.
Ooh, yeah, it sounds awful.
I get so – I mean, it's not as bad as the Valley heat, obviously, but I get so hot and so sweaty.
Well, guess what? Do you want to know what my on the block is?
Of course.
What?
Of course.
Air conditioning.
That's a good segue. That's fucking real. You didn't plan that.
My OTB is AC, which, interestingly enough, was invented in 1902 by Willis Carrier. And he went on to found a company in 1915 that specialized in the manufacturing and distribution of HVAC systems, which are actually heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
Yes.
So where did this come
from? What, Jill?
Where did this all come from?
I just hate the heat so much, and it has been so hot. Like the type of heat that is like, even when the sun is not out, it's hot. You know? Like, yeah. I don't mind sun heat, but when it's just hot air, that's right. Painful. And there hasn't been a cloud in the sky in months. So I am looking forward to going north next weekend to hopefully some cooler weather in Seattle.
But let me guess, you probably haven't even looked up the weather.
Ah, nice. Joke's on you. Oh. Corey sent us the weather.
Oh.
I sent Nick right. The weather.
Yeah. And I asked him, I said, how's the weather up there? And he said, perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
It's looking like 87 on Friday.
We're not in Seattle, so it's
we're on an island.
I looked at Bainbridge Island.
But you're going 16 times. I know it's not Seattle.
Well, guess what? You know, it was invented on Bainbridge Island.
What?
Pickleball.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe we'll be able to take like a pickleball history tour or something.
Oh, But Nick, so you would never survive living in Europe.
Oh my God. That's why I can never go back to Italy in the summer months because of how hot it is. Like it, no matter, like, even if you're on the coast, it is disgustingly hot. And like,
and people don't have ice cubes even.
Yeah, they don't have ice cubes. I had to bring my own iced coffee while I was there because they don't even make that. Like, it just, it's unbearable. And there was a report that was like, oh, air conditioning units are going up, like more and more people are getting air conditioning. And I'm like, I hopefully that means you're up too. But yeah, like their whole grid is like not made for air conditioning. I don't even think their like little funny outlets could handle it.
I mean, it's a great invention, truly.
It is. And you can thank Willis Carrier or Carrier. I guess thank it's Carrier. Willie. Big Willie Carrier, spouse Edith. But she died in 1912. And then he took up Jenny. Oh. And then she died in 1939. And then he got Elizabeth. Oh, but I'm single. But he gets to have three wives.
Well, he invented HVAC.
Yeah. That's amazing.
What a pleasure to catch up, and we'll catch up next week after a rousing week, hopefully, of Big Brother. I really yes. hope that they take Angela down and put Quinn up, because it would just be really entertaining.
Quinn would be – I hope this happens. It would be so fun to watch.
I agree. I do want to see those powers get used.
Oh, that's – yeah, that's true.
So we'll see. But yeah.
Well, if you want to see those powers get used – don't forget to tell us in the comments, and don't forget to rate and give us 5 stars.
Thank you for reminding them. I was looking at our stats recently. I was like, who are our listeners? Because it's not our friends.
I know. Well, you know, people from around the world listen.
I know, but it's like we can't even get Julia to listen.
We don't want Julia to listen.
Right. That's true.
Right. We don't want our friends to listen. We talk about them.
No, that's true.
Well, 3 miles down the street from the Big Brother house, I'm Nick.
I'm Praz.
And I'm Jill. Say it with me.
Love one another. Godspeed. Dun 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 d